Imagine a world where our electricity grid is, I don't know, so smart it predicts the weather perfectly, builds new power lines virtually in days, not months, and maybe even heals itself when things go wrong. How close are we to that, really? And what's it going to take?
It sounds like science fiction almost, doesn't it?
It really does. Welcome, everyone, to the Deep Dive. This is where we sift through a whole heap of information and pull out the most important bits, the key insights, just for you. I'm your guide today.
And I'm happy to be joining you.
So today, we're diving deep into modernizing the electric grid, specifically using cutting-edge AI. We're looking at this fascinating project from Alphabet's X, you know, the moonshot factory. It's called Tapestry.
That's right. And we'll explore how it could really transform Denmark's very ambitious journey towards 100% renewable electricity.
Exactly. Our mission here is simple: get you up to speed fast on this vital topic. We want to uncover those aha moments, showing how AI can genuinely make our green energy future happen. Okay, let's get into it.
Let's do it.
So let's start with the grid itself. It's this incredibly complex system, right? And traditionally, managing it has felt a bit like, well, patching things together.
Yeah, fragmented data, systems that don't talk to each other. Different departments might have their own models for equipment, for thermal limits, for how things are connected, even the economics.
Which means constant manual updates, I imagine.
Exactly. And that just slows everything down. Trying to plan or operate efficiently becomes a real challenge.
Okay, so that's the problem. How does Tapestry fit in?
Well, this is what's so interesting. Tapestry is Alphabet X's shot at tackling this head-on. It uses AI, yes, but the core is this idea of a unified data platform,
Unified, meaning.
meaning it aims to make the entire grid visible, transparent, and optimizable almost in real time, pulling all that scattered information into one single, coherent, dynamic picture.
Ah, I see.
Paige Crahan, who's Tapestry's general manager, has this great analogy. She calls it creating an AI-enabled unified model of the grid, almost like a Google Maps for electrons.
Google Maps for electrons. I like that.
Yeah, it captures the idea, doesn't it? It weaves together all these different layers of grid information, physical assets, real-time flows, weather data, economic factors into a single source of truth.
So if something changes in one place.
It automatically updates everywhere else in the model. It cuts down on errors from using conflicting data and means everyone, from planners to operators, is looking at the same up-to-the-minute picture.
And this is built on Google's tech stack.
That's right. Leverages Google Cloud for the data infrastructure and, crucially, Google DeepMind for the AI power.
Okay. And what are the main parts of Tapestry?
It sort of breaks down into three main components right now. First, there's a grid planning tool. Think high-speed, really detailed simulations for long-term planning.
Okay.
Second is GridAware. This uses AI, specifically machine vision like cameras and image recognition, to keep an eye on distribution assets, the physical stuff out there.
Like power lines and poles.
Exactly. Spotting potential problems before they cause an outage. And third, there's a growing set of tools for operations and forecasting. This includes really advanced predictions for renewable energy output, wind, solar, and also for electricity demand or load.
That sounds incredibly comprehensive.
It aims to be.
And this isn't just theory, right? You mentioned it's already being used. This is where it gets really interesting for me.
Absolutely. Tapestry isn't just a concept on a whiteboard. It's already out there making a difference. We've got some really compelling examples from around the world.
Okay, let's hear them. Where first?
Let's start in Chile. Their national grid operator, CEN, faced a huge task. They have these really ambitious goals: 70% renewables by 2030, carbon neutral by 2050.
Wow, that's ambitious.
Very. But their existing planning tools were just too slow. They could only process one future scenario at a time. Imagine trying to plan massive grid expansion like that.
Painful. So, what happened?
They brought in Tapestry's grid planning tool, and the results were, well, dramatic. They could run national scale, hour by hour simulations 86% faster than before.
86%.
Yes. What used to take 120 hours, 5 full days, they could now do in just 16 hours.
That's a massive difference.
It is. But maybe even more importantly, they could run 30 scenarios simultaneously instead of just one.
So they could explore way more options.
Exactly. Many more what-if situations, different locations for wind farms, different transmission routes, exploring all that in just days instead of weeks or months. It allowed for much smarter long-term investment decisions.
And they used AI for forecasting too, I think.
They did. They also used Google DeepMind's GraphCast AI model. Chile has some complex microclimates, making wind forecasting tricky. GraphCast helped them improve accuracy significantly, achieving up to a 15% reduction in forecast errors compared to even top-tier existing models.
Okay, so what does this speed and accuracy mean for, you know, for us, for the average person?
Well, it means grid operators can invest public money. We're talking hundreds of millions, even billions, in grid projects with much greater confidence. They can build the right amount of grid, avoiding wasteful overbuilding, but also preventing underbuilding that leads to blackouts or delays in connecting renewables. It's about building smarter.
Building smarter, not just bigger. Got it. Okay, we're next.
Let's head over to Australia. They have a different kind of challenge stemming from their success, actually. They have very high levels of renewable energy already.
Which is great, but causes problems.
It can, yeah. Traditional power grids rely on the inertia from large, heavy spinning generators in fossil fuel or nuclear plants to keep the system stable to smooth out fluctuations in frequency.
Right, like a big, heavy flywheel.
Exactly. But the inverters used in solar farms and wind turbines don't naturally have that physical inertia. So as you get more renewables and fewer traditional plants, the grid can become less stable, more prone to frequency swings, even blackouts.
So they needed a new kind of inverter.
Precisely. A new class called grid-forming inverters. These are smarter inverters designed to actively help stabilize the grid. Tapestry partnered with CSIRO, Australia's National Science Agency, to prototype an advanced version.
What makes it advanced?
It uses new materials like silicon carbide, or SiC, which lets it react faster and more intelligently. Crucially, it can provide what's called synthetic inertia.
Mimicking the old generator.
In effect, yes. It actively works to stabilize frequency. It can even help stabilize parts of the grid that get temporarily isolated, like an island. And the early results were promising on costs too, potentially 50% cheaper to make without losing efficiency.
Wow. Cheaper and smarter.
And here's a really neat part. They showed they could take a simulation model of how the inverter should behave, load that digital model directly onto the physical hardware, and it behaved exactly the same in the real world.
A true digital to physical link.
Yeah, which is huge for testing and deployment.
So connecting this to the bigger picture, this really tackles that fundamental question.
Yeah.
How do you keep a 100% renewable grid stable?
It offers a very concrete, potentially cost-effective answer. It's about giving the electronics the brains and the capabilities to do the job that the big old spinning machines used to do.
Fascinating. Okay, one more example.
Let's go to the U.S. PJM, they operate the largest grid in the U.S., covering 13 states.
Okay, big area.
Huge. And they had this almost unbelievable problem. A backlog of 225 gigawatts of new wind, solar, and storage projects waiting to connect to their grid.
225 gigawatts. That's an enormous amount of clean energy stuck in line.
It's staggering, just stuck in the interconnection queue. Billions in clean energy investments delayed, some maybe abandoned altogether. A real bottleneck for the energy transition.
So what's Tapestry doing there?
PJM started a collaboration with Tapestry and Google, kicking off around 2025, to use AI specifically to streamline that interconnection process.
Automating things.
Primarily, yes. Automating the data processing, the engineering studies needed to see if a new project can safely connect. FERC, the U.S. energy regulator, noted that this kind of automation could potentially take a study that normally takes 2 years and do it in just 10 days.
2 years down to 10 days. That's transformative.
It really is. And think about the economic impact. A study by Deloitte for this partnership estimated that speeding up grid build-out in PJM's area could add something like $21 billion, maybe $19 billion to the annual GDP by 2045 and create 5% more jobs.
So the insight here isn't just about the tech itself.
No. What's really striking about the PJM example is how AI is being used to tackle, well, bureaucracy, red tape, process delays.
The soft stuff that holds things back.
Exactly. It shows AI can cut through that administrative inertia, get clean energy projects online faster, and unlock massive economic benefits in the process.
That's a powerful point. Okay, so we've seen Tapestry speeding up planning in Chile, enhancing stability in Australia, and cutting red tape in the U.S. Now let's bring it all to Denmark.
Right. Denmark's already a leader, no question.
Yeah. I mean, 2022 figures show wind power providing about 54% of their electricity. And total renewables hit 81%. That's incredibly impressive.
It absolutely is. They're way ahead of many countries. But their ambition doesn't stop there. Not even close.
What are they aiming for now?
Well, they project electricity demand will double by 2030.
Double? Why such a big jump?
Mostly electrification. More electric vehicles, more electric heating, and this big push into Power to X or PTX.
PTX, that's Things like green hydrogen.
Exactly. Using renewable electricity to create green fuels. So demand doubles by 2030, and they project it could increase fivefold by 2050.
Five times current demand. Wow. How do they plan to meet that?
Massive expansion of renewables. They're planning a fourfold increase in onshore wind and solar, plus a huge offshore wind build-out, going from about 2.7 gigawatts now to around 12 gigawatts by 2030, and eventually maybe 37 gigawatts by 2050. This includes building those giant energy islands out in the North Sea and the Baltic.
Energy islands. Mm. Sounds ambitious.
It is. And the job of integrating all this falls to Energinet, Denmark's TSO, their grid operator.
And they have to do this while keeping the lights on, presumably.
And how? They have a world-class reliability target. Less than 36 minutes of outage per customer per year. That's 99.993% uptime. Maintaining that level while integrating unprecedented amounts of variable renewables is a huge challenge.
So even for a leader like Denmark, hitting 100% renewables isn't straightforward. What are the main hurdles they still face?
Well, some are familiar. Transmission bottlenecks, lots of wind power generated in the west, but the big demand centers are in the east.
Getting the power where it needs to go.
Right. Then there's the sheer variability of wind and solar. Those unpredictable swings put a strain on their balancing reserves, which costs money.
Okay.
And like Australia, as they retire older thermal power plants, they lose that natural grid inertia, raising stability concerns. Plus, they still deal with queues for connecting new projects and the classic issue of siloed data and tools hindering planning and operations.
It's striking, isn't it, that even a country so far down the green path still faces these really fundamental grid challenges.
It really underscores the scale of the transformation needed to get to 100% renewables reliably. It's not just about building turbines and panels.
So how does Tapestry map onto these specific Danish challenges?
Well, the alignment is actually quite strong if you connect the dots back to those global examples. Take planning, for instance.
Right, the speed increase we saw in Chile.
Exactly. Tapestry's grid planning tool could potentially slash Energinet's time for complex scenario studies from days down to hours. This lets them analyze dozens of future possibilities in parallel, optimizing the design of those energy islands, planning new HVDC corridors for power transfer, understanding the impact of linking electricity with transport and heating.
Potentially speeding up those huge projects.
It could shave significant time off project lead times, yes. Then there's forecasting.
Like GraphCast in Chile.
Precisely. Improving wind and solar forecasts in Denmark's specific weather conditions, think North Sea storms using Tapestry's AI, could directly reduce how much they spend on balancing reserves. Even a 10-15% improvement could mean real savings.
Okay, what else?
Asset intelligence. GridAware, using machine vision, could give them better visibility into their distribution grids, the local networks. Spotting potential equipment failures early improves local reliability, and that data feeds back into overall grid planning.
And stability, the inverter issue.
Very relevant for Denmark. Those smart grid-forming inverter concepts developed with CSIRO directly address stability in a grid dominated by renewables and power electronics. That synthetic inertia, the fast frequency response that's crucial, especially for those planned offshore energy hubs that might operate semi-independently at times.
Makes sense. And the interconnection queues, like PJM?
Yes. Tapestry's workflow automation tools could help Energinet and the regional Danish grid operators process applications for new wind and solar farms much faster. Automating the model building and the technical studies could really help clear the backlog, especially for the big offshore projects they need for their 2030 goals.
So it really feels like taking those proven pieces from elsewhere and applying them directly to Denmark's specific needs and ambitious targets.
That's the idea. Translating global success into a tailored Danish solution to help them reach their goals reliably and efficiently.
Okay, so if you're Energinet, this sounds promising. What are the concrete next steps? How do you actually do this?
The recommendation isn't to jump in headfirst everywhere immediately, but to take a proactive yet measured approach, starting with two specific pilot projects.
Pilots make sense. What would they test?
First, a planning acceleration pilot. Basically, take an upcoming project like one of the offshore wind hubs and run the necessary grid simulations for the 2030-2045 timeframe using both Tapestry and their current tools like Power Factory. Then compare them directly.
Head-to-head on speed and the quality of the insights.
Exactly. See if Tapestry delivers that speed up and maybe uncovers new planning options. Second, a forecasting uplift pilot. Use Tapestry, potentially with GraphCast, to forecast wind power in West Denmark. then actually feed those improved forecasts into their operational scheduling for balancing reserves.
And measure the impact.
Measure the actual reduction in imbalances and quantify the operational savings. Both pilots would likely run for, say, 6 to 18 months, generating hard data, KPIs on speed, accuracy, and reliability.
Okay, sounds logical. What else needs to happen alongside these pilots?
Well, there's important prep work. Energinet needs to get its data ready, things like their grid models in the standard CGMEs format, data from their control systems, SCADAIMS data, and figure out the secure ways to share that with Tapestry's cloud platform.
Data governance and security, yeah.
Crucial. And they need to coordinate closely with regulators, other stakeholders like the distribution system operators, DSOs, the power market operator, Nord Pool, even neighboring countries' grid operators. Address compliance, GDPR, cybersecurity rules, EU grid codes right from the start.
So pilots first, then if they're successful.
The roadmap would be to scale up. Gradually roll out Tapestry's tools across Energinet between, say, 2025 and 2030, the long-term vision could be moving towards a full digital twin of the Danish grid.
A complete virtual replica.
Essentially, yes, enabling much more sophisticated analysis, maybe even semi-autonomous grid operations down the line.
And the value proposition. Is the benefit worth the effort and cost?
The analysis suggests significant net value. Faster grid build-out means less wasted renewable energy, curtailment, which saves money. Better planning optimizes investments. Maybe you defer building a costly new line because the simulation shows it's not needed yet. And enhanced reliability means fewer costly outages.
Plus the wider economic benefits we saw in the PJM example.
Potentially, yes. That Deloitte study linking faster grid upgrades via AI to billions in GDP and job growth is compelling. Now, there are risks, of course.
Like what?
Things like becoming too reliant on one vendor lock-in, ensuring the AI models aren't just black boxes. You need transparency in addressing concerns about where the data resides.
But these can be managed.
They can, through careful contracts, insisting on open data standards, and always keeping humans in the loop for oversight. Ultimately, given Denmark's tight 2030 deadlines and the promise Tapestry has shown elsewhere, starting with these focused pilots seems like a smart way to position Energinet to confidently operate that future 100% green grid.
Right. It's been quite a journey today. We started with this big vision of a super smart grid, saw real-world examples from Chile, Australia, the U.S., then really drilled down into Denmark's specific situation and how a platform like Tapestry could offer very targeted solutions.
Yeah, it really brings home that AI isn't just hype in the energy world anymore. It's becoming a necessary tool, almost indispensable, for hitting ambitious climate goals. It brings efficiency, reliability, and crucially, speed.
Speed seems key. So maybe the final thought to leave with our listeners. What does this all mean for you? If the grid does become this digital twin, predicting its future, managing itself, maybe even self-healing, What other possibilities open up?
That's a great question. Beyond just clean energy, what if that level of predictive intelligence, that digital modeling, could be applied to other vital infrastructure, water systems, transportation networks, or even aspects of our daily lives? It's definitely something to think about.
It certainly is. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the future of the electric grid. We hope it's given you plenty to mull over and maybe inspired you to spot similar changes happening elsewhere. We'll be back soon with another deep dive. Until next time.